This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 19, 2026. Japanese investors are stepping up in African tech, shifting from fintech bets toward hardware, mobility, and infrastructure, as US and European venture funds retreat. This move signals a growing interest in the continent's physical infrastructure, which our analysis at Tech Cocoon has consistently emphasized as a crucial factor in digital ambitions. With this shift, investors should be looking at companies that are building tangible assets, such as data centers, fiber routes, and logistics infrastructure, as these will be the backbone of Africa's digital growth. Can any digital ambition on the continent truly succeed without a strong physical infrastructure to support it? As stablecoins take over African startup funding, with stablecoin infrastructure taking roughly 70% of African venture funding in May 2026, it's clear that this is a payments infrastructure story, not a crypto story. The real value lies in the compliant on-off ramp, not the token itself. And companies should be judged on their ramp depth and treasury management. For builders and operators, the key question is how to navigate the complex regulatory landscape and build a defensible position at the fiat edge, where the real challenge lies. What happens to dollar stablecoin demand in a market the year its central bank launches a credible local instant payment system or licensed FX channel? Egypt's rise to the top of Africa's startup funding market, with $190 million in funding in Q1 2026, overtaking Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa, is a significant shift. Yesterday, we talked about how African startup funding is nearing $1 billion, but fewer companies are carrying the market. Egypt's growth is a notable exception. As investors look to Egypt, they should be examining the underlying infrastructure and physical constraints that will support this growth, such as power reliability, fiber connectivity, and import logistics. Which markets will let data centers self-generate and sell surplus to the grid? And does that turn compute operators into de facto power companies? The GSMA's postponement of MWC Kigali just 2 weeks before the event, due to a regional Ebola emergency, highlights the risks and uncertainties of hosting large events in Africa. For event organizers and investors, this postponement is a reminder that physical reality often conflicts with digital ambitions, and it's essential to have a clear understanding of the physical constraints and risks involved. As we've argued at Tech Cocoon, every digital announcement must be grounded in physical reality, and the binding constraint of power, grid reliability, and tariff structure must be carefully considered. What are the early signals that would tip us off to the next stalled mega project? And how can investors mitigate these risks? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.